Today's daf is Bava Metzia Daf Tzadik Vav, and we are 7 lines from the bottom of Daf Tzadik He Amid Beis Abaya Sover Lokir Rabbi Yoshi. Today's daf is being learned as a schus for Achenu Bnei Yisrael Hanasunu Matzoru Vashivya. Today's daf is also being learned for Ilui Nishmas Zlata Bas Rabbi Yosef Meir. So we're in the beginning of the 8th Perek in Maseches Bava Metzia, Perek Hashoyel, which, of course, discusses the halachos of the Arba Shomer. Specifically, we're in the middle of the Gemara's discussion of the Shoyel, who's one of the Arba Shomerim. Specifically, the Gemara is discussing the halacha that although a Shoyel, because kol ano shaloi is chayev even in oinsin, but there is a special exemption of Ba'al of Imai. Now, tomorrow's daf, we're going to learn about another special exemption that a Shoyel has, and that is Mesa Machmas Malacha. But that's tomorrow's daf. Today's daf, we're continuing the discussion of the halacha of Ba'al of Imai. And as we saw in the Mishnah, the Gemara Bor Brises, Tiyufta de Rav Hamnuna, Tiyufta, that the halacha of Ba'al of Imai is a little different than you may anticipate it being. Meaning, literally, Ba'al of Imai means that if the Bailim, the owner of the Chayfetz, is Imai together with the Shoyel, then the halacha is the Shoyel will be Potter from his Chiyuva. But the Mishnah said that the halacha of Ba'al of Imai is true only if the Bailim was with the Shoyel at the time of the Shoyel. In fact, if the Bailim was with the Shoyel at the time of the Shoyel and he was not there at the time that the incident occurred, it's neither here nor there. The only thing that matters is, was it Ba'al of Imai b'shah Shoyel or was it not Ba'al of Imai b'shah Shoyel? Now, to say such a chiddush, which would seem a little counterintuitive, would require a makar. And the Gemara brought not one makar, but 2 makars. And these were the 2 braises that the Gemara had mentioned at the end of yesterday's daf. Just to read the words of the braise again. The braise had said, I'm just going to read the words. Lo yishalim inu yodeya she'im ba'al of imai ein im shalem yishalim elamat hamalim with ba'al of ein imai lo imalach hoye imai b'shah she'lo ein tzorech liyos imai b'shah shvuru meisa hoye imai b'shah shvuru meisa tzorech liyos imai b'shah she'lo. So the braise essentially says what we just said, that ba'al of imai is a p'tor if it was b'shah she'lo. But tanya iduch another braise, mimash m'shenem a ba'al of ein imai shalem yishalim inu yodeya she'im ba'al of imai lo yishalim elamat hamalim lo imam ba'al of imai lo imalach kivin she'yotzem reshus mashal shah achas b'baylim u'meisa pata. If at the time of the she'lo was a shah achas, the Bailam was together with the Shoyel, then if something happens afterwards, Potter, the halach is that the Shoyel is going to be Potter. Today's daf is going to begin with Machloikas Abaye V'Rava, exactly how to read those 2 braises. So if you look at Rashi, there apparently were many different gersois in terms of how exactly he's supposed to read the next words of Gemara. We're going to obviously follow the girsa that Rashi likes at the end. But one thing is clear from Rashi, and that is Abaya and Rava, who are going to open up today's daf, are going to really comment on the 2 braises that we just mentioned. The braises that discuss, albeit in a vague manner, the makar that Ba'al of Imai is about the Bailim being together with the Shoyel at the time of the Shoyel, not at the time of the Shvura Mesa, not at the time of the incident that occurred. In fact, we don't even care if he was with him at that time. The only thing that matters is, was he with him B'Shah Shoyel or was he not with him B'Shah Shoyel? Now, Abaye V'Rava's 2 Pshatim are really going to hinge upon something else, ironically, that we saw earlier in the Perek, and that is a Machloikis Rabbi Yoshia and Rabbi Yonasan, how to be mefarish psukim, where the Torah mentions 2 things. The Torah has a vav that connects the 2 things, but the Torah doesn't specifically say that you need to have both of those things. What is that? Machloikis Rabbi Yosha, Rabbi Yonasan, where was it mentioned? It was on the bottom of Daf Tzadik Dalet Amud Beis. Just to read that braisa again. The context over there was, the halach is that if someone's mekalel ovav v'imoy, it's a bad thing. It's chayiv misa, not just misa, it's chayiv skilo. Mak over v'ima, it's chayiv chenek. A mekau over v'ima gets upgraded, he's chayiv skilo. So three lines from the bottom of Tzadik Tal Amid Beis, the Gemara said, it says in the Torah, ish asher yekalel es aviv es imoy, if someone is mekalel his father and his mother, so the halacha is, he's chayiv skilo. In liyelo aviv v'imoy, from the simple reading of the pasuk, you would think that maybe the only time a person is chayiv is if he's mekalel aviv v'imoy. Aviv b'loy imoy, imoy b'loy aviv minayin. How do you know that if someone's mekalel either his father or his mother, he's still going to be chayiv? Tam l'loy mar aviv imoy kilel. Extra words to teach me that aviv kilel, imei kilel, that if he's makalel either his father or his mother, that's enough for him to be chayiv divi Rabbi Yoshia. So Rabbi Yoshia holds that if somebody is makalel either aviv imoy, he is going to be chayiv. How do I know that? It says ish asher yekalel es aviv ve'es imoy. It sounds like it has to be both. It's from a ribui that I know this. Rabbi Yoshia noemer. Rabbi Yoshia said no. You don't need a ribui for this. You know why? Because mashma shnayim keechad umashma echad b'fnei atzmai. When the Torah says ish asher yekalel es aviv ve'es imoy, although there's a vav that connects aviv ve'imoy, the simple reading of the pasuk is not aviv ve'imoy both. It could mean both, but it doesn't have to mean both. Mashma shneim keechad, maybe, but mashma echad b'fnei atzmai. And the truth is, that's the way it is. At sheyifrid l'chakos of yachtav. Unless the Torah specifically says the word yachtav, then it could be other. And if that's the case, says Rabbi Yoina, says I don't need a riboy to tell me that if someone's makal of aviv or imoy, the halach is he's going to be chayiv misa, because vav doesn't mean both. Vav means other. So according to Rabbi Yoina, whenever you have a vav, it means both. According to Rabbi Yonasan, no. If the Torah says Yachtov, Torah uses a word that means both, then it means both. But just by simply having a Vav, Mashma Echad B'fnei Atzmoy, Lav Dafka doesn't mean the two together. Either way, we're going to converge. The two braises that talked about the halacha that Bal Avimai means B'Shashela, with the braise that mentioned the Machlokes Rabbi Yonasan and Rabbi Yoshia, how to interpret a Vav. And what we're going to be left with is really two different mahalchim, how to understand the makar that Bal Avimai is all about the Shashela. It's not about the time of the incident. It says the Gemara, Rabbi Yisov like Rabbi Yoshia. Rabbi held like Rabbi Yoshia. Umetaretz l'korik Rabbi Yoshia. And as a result, he was mefarish the psukim, the aforementioned braises like Rabbi Yoshia. Rava Yisov like Rabbi Yonasan. Rava held like Rabbi Yonasan. Umetaretz l'korik Rabbi Yonasan. And as a result, he explained the psukim like Rabbi Yonasan. Rabbi Yisov like Rabbi Yoshia. Umetaretz l'korik Rabbi Yoshia. Rabbi holds like Rabbi Yoshia. And therefore, he was mefarish the psukim like Rabbi Yoshia. What does that mean? Ba'alav ein imoy shalem yeshalem. Now, the pasuk in its entirety, and really, it's ikar chaser because we need the first part of the pasuk. It says v'chi yishal ish me'imreyeyu. If somebody will borrow from his friend, v'nishbar oy meis, and some oynis will happen. Ba'alav ein imoy. If the bailam is not there, yeshalem, he's going to have to pay. So there's a vav here. Where's the vav? V'chi yishal ish me'imreyeyu v'nishbar oy meis. Now, for our purposes, v'chi yishal ish me'imreyeyu is the sheila. The nishbar oy meis is the incident. And the Torah says regarding the sheila, regarding the incident, that ba'al of ein imoy, shalem yisham. The next pasuk, by the way, is in ba'al of imoy, then lo yishalem, sachar hu, ba'bescharis. It says Abaye, who holds like Rabbi Yoshia, that from the fact that it says in the Torah, ba'al of ein imoy, shalem yishalem, after it says sheila and shvuru meisa, connected by a vav. And what does Rabbi Yoshia hold? That whenever you have a vav, what does it mean? It means both things. So essentially, what the Torah is saying is that if it's bal avein imoy when? Say at the time of the sheila and say at the time of the shvur mesa. So time at the less of a travayu. It sounds like the only time a sheila is going to be chayiv is if it was bal avein imoy at both times. Say by the sheila, say by the shvur mesa. That's what the pasuk says. V'chi yishalish me'imreyeyu. Which means and in the word of Rabbi Yoshia. Then if bal avein imoy, shalem yishalem. So it's mashma dafka if it was bal avein imoy during both times. So isa b'chad v'less b'chad apater. But what would be if the Bailam was there by other, either at the time of the Sheila or at the time of the Shvura Mesa? It sounds like for that alone you would be potter. What's the Kasha Baksiv and Balavima Lo Yishalim? The next Pasik was just also a continuation of the Chi Yishal Ishmi Imreyev and Nishbarai Mes. And it says over there in Balavima Lo Yishalim, it's Mashma that time of the Isa B'Travayu. Why is it if Bal Avimai is Lo Yishalim? Because the Bailam was there, Sai during the Vechi Yishal, and Sai during the Nishbar Oymeis. But let's say he would have been there during one and not there during the other. It sounds like he would have been Chayiv. Meaning, it seems at first glance that there's a stira in just the simple reading of the pasuk. On the one end, it sounds like that Baal of Ein Imai means that it was Ein Imai Sai at the time of the Sheila, Sai at the time of the Shvura Mesa. which is mashma, if it was bol of enima only during one, it wouldn't be bol of enima, you would be potter. But then again, when the Torah talks about bol of ima, the ptor, it sounds like bol of ima is only if it was bol of ima at the time of the shelo time, at the time of the shvura mesa. But let's say it would be bol of enima during one, so it sounds like then you would be chayiv, which is a flat out stira. And it's that the aforementioned Bryce has been mutching with a little bit. So the question is, what's the halacha? If it was bol of ima by one, but not bol of ima by the other, are you going to be potter or chayiv? If you mava sedra, if you read the psukim, it's impossible to know because there's clearly a contradiction in the implications. Says the Bryce, loy malacha. So from there we learn that hoya ima b'shash sheila ain't tzarich liyosima b'shash buru meisa. Hoya ima b'shash buru meisa tzarich liyosima b'shash sheila. What we say is that sometimes being there for one will be a siva to be potter, and sometimes being there for one will not be a siva for you to be potter. You'll get to be chayiv. Which is the one that would make you potter? Which is the one that would mean you're chayiv? If you're there at the time of the sheila, you would be potter. If you're there at the time of the shvura mesa, then you're going to be chayiv. So, because I have a stira, whether if he's there b'shas one, you're potter or chayiv, I don't know what to do with this stira. So you have to say, sometimes potter, sometimes chayiv. When are you potter b'shas sheila? When are you chayiv b'shas shvura mesa? The obvious question that the Gemara is going to ask is, maybe if I carried, maybe if you have a makar that bol of imay by one is potter and bol of imay by one is chayiv, maybe the one that's potter is the shash furimes and the one that's chayiv is the shash nelo. The Gemara is going to get into this. Either way, the way Abaya worked out this braisa and the way he worked with these psukim was all predicated on shitas Rabbi Yoshia, and that is that the vav means both. Rava, however, some of the Krab Yonason, he had the Krab Yonason, but that's a Krab Yonason, and because of that, he learned the psukim like Krab Yonason. The Bach takes out the word the Tanya. In Ba'alav, he says in the Torah, lo yishnalem, mashma di isa betravayu, umashma nami dichi isa bechadav, alasa bechadav potter. It says in the Torah, in Ba'alav, lo yishalem. After it says, v'chi yishalem, now, in the world of Rabbi Yonasan, the chiyishal ish me imreyeyu v'nishbar emes means either one, right? Doesn't mean together unless it says yachdav. So it means one or the other. So essentially, what's the Torah saying? That if it's bol of ein imoy for one of them, the halacha is you're going to be chayiv. V'ksiv umashman ami dechi isa b'chadav alasa b'chadav potter v'ksiv balavini mishalim mishalim mashman alasa b'travayu umashman ami dechi isa b'chadav alasa b'chadav chayiv. So again, a lot of gersoyas over here. But essentially what Rav is saying is that if the nishbar emes, the vav means one or the other, you have the same exact contradiction. Because from the first pasuk, v'chi yishal ishme imreyeyu v'nishbar emes balavini mishalim mishalim, it sounds like that if it's Ba'al of Ein Imoy by one, that's enough for you to be chayiv. And then from the next pasuk in Ba'al of Imoy, which again is a continuation to V'chiyishalish Mi'imreyeh V'nishbar Emes, it sounds like that if Ba'al of is Imoy by one, you're going to be potter. So again, it's the same exact contradiction. Says Rava, what do you have to say? Lo'y melucha hoy imay b'shashayla ain't tzarech liyaz imay b'shashvur emesa hoy imay b'shashvur emesa tzarech liyaz imay b'shashayla. The same exact terrors. You have to say sometimes one is a siba to be potter, sometimes one is a siba to be chayiv. What does it depend on? If the one that it was bol of imay was the shash shayla, then you're going to be potter. If the one where it was bol of imay was the shash shvur emesa, so then you're going to be chayiv. At the end of the day, Rava and Abaya, they both ended up in the same exact place. And that is that in the pasuk itself, there's a little bit of a contradiction. The Torah says, bol of ein imoy shalom yishalom. Bol of imoy potter. And there's a stira in mashmois. What would be if it was bol of imoy by either the shash sheila or by the shash shvura mesa? What would that lacha be? Abaye came to it by learning the chiyish alish me'emireyo v'nish by meis, meaning both. Rava came to it by learning the chiyish alish me'emireyo v'nish by meis, means other. Abaye learned it both because he holds like Rabbi Yoshi, always learns it both. Rava held other because he holds like Rabbi Yonasan, who always holds that avav is other. But at the end of the day, there's a stira, there's a contradiction in mashmois. What would be if it was bol of imay by one, not by the other? Again, what's the one and the other? The shash she'elo, the shash shvura meis. And they both said the same exact thing. That essentially what the Brayis is saying is that in svara, because we don't have more than a svara, in svara, logic would dictate that there's more of a reason that bol of imay should be a ptur if it was bol of imay b'shash she'elo, than to say it should be potter If it was Balavim, I'd be Shah Shvura Mesa. So the Gemara asks the obvious question, Epechana, maybe it should be just the opposite. Meaning, what's that Svara? Maybe it should be Fakir. So the Gemara says, Mistab Shayla Adifa, Vishun the Kamaisi, Lal the Rishusei. If there's a Ptur called Balavim, so it makes sense that if it was Balavim at the time of the Shayla, at the time that the Shayl became Chayiv and everything, so that's what the determining factor should be. But the Gemara says, Ah, the Rabbi, I could argue just the opposite. Shvuru Mesa Adifa, Balavim at the time of the Shvura Mesa, maybe that's all. That's when the Chayivainsim happens. I mean, you become a Shayl at the time of the Shayla, okay, but you're not chayiv in anything unless something happens. You become chayiv when the thing happens. So we're discussing, are you chayiv a potter? So maybe it should depend on, was it balavimai, not balavimai at the time of the chayiv? But the Gemara says, ilav she'elo shvuru mesa mayavet. You can't tell me that the shas shvuru mesa is more important than the shas she'elo, because shvuru mesa without a she'elo is nothing. But the Gemara responds very obviously, then lav shvuru mesa she'elo mayavet. Yeah, but if not for the shvuru mesa, then who cares about the she'elo? Says the Gemara, I hear, we're sort of going in circles here, but afilu hachi she'elo adif, at the end of the day, she'elo's adif, she'kein chayiv b'mezoy noisel. Because at the end of the day, let's say you were borrowing an animal, and the animal has to be fed, you would have a chiv. You would have a chiv, not just rights. You would have a chiv at the time of the Shayla. What would the chiv be? You would have to feed the animal. So there are chiyuvim that go into effect at the time of the Shayla, and it's for that reason the Shah Shayla is adif. The bottom line is, says the Gemara, how do I know the Shah Shayla is adif? I know it mi svara. What's the svara? Shayla adifa, shekein chayiv b'mzoynes. Rav Ashi Yama, Rav Ashi says, now you know that Ba'olavimah is telling the Shashel, not a time Shvura Mesa. I know from a pasuk. It's not a svar, it's a pasuk. I'm akra. It says in the Torah, V'chiyishal ishmei imrei eyo. If a person will borrow from his friend, and we learn from there that you borrowed from your friend, but v'loy rei eyo imoy. But you didn't borrow your friend together with the thing that you borrowed. And it's then, shalem yishalem, that you're going to be chayef. Horei eyo imoy. But if you borrowed your friend together with the item, potter, you're going to be potter. In other words, Rav Ashi said that if you read this pasuk, what the pasuk is saying is that Halacha Balavimai when? At the time of the Sheilas. It's not me Svara Sheila Adifa. I don't know Svaras. You can hear it both ways. But there's a pasuk. I have a drasha. But if you borrow Reyeo together with the thing that you're borrowing, then you're going to be popped up. It's clear that it's telling the Shah Shayla. But the Gemara says, Ihachi, according to Rav Ashi, that the pasuk, V'chiyish Alishma Imreyeo, V'loy Reyeo, Imai, tells me that Halacha Balavimai, so why do I have to tell me Balavimai? Balav Enimai, then Balavimai Lamali. Why do I even have to mention that? Simar says, Ilav Hanuch, because at the Torah not mention Balavimai, have Amina Hayurcha de Krovo. Meaning, Rav Ashi's diak is not the best diak ever. It's an okay diak. It's not like, oh, if I see those words, V'chiyish Alishmi Imreyeo, so I know that Halacha Balavimai. No, Azoy Vaitnish. Could be Urcha de Krovo, not that you borrowed from your friend. As opposed to you borrowed your friend with your friend, what does that even mean? Ain't, however, that the Torah says Balavimoy and ain't Balavimoy, and there's a steer in what exactly the pasuk means. Whether you learn like Rabbi Yoishin, whether you learn like Rabbi Yoinison, and you're looking for some hachra, so you're looking for a machria in a contradiction that I have in Mefurish Upsukim. Also, for that, this diak is enough of a diak to be machria. So, if you want to look at this diak in a vacuum, that in of itself wouldn't get you very far. And that's why the Torah had to mention Balavimai, ain't Balavimai. The Shaila is, how do I know to be machria to say that what matters is the Shah Shaila, not the Shah Shvuru Mesa? Whereas the first Malach in the Gemara is, I know it means Svar. Rav Ashi says, I have a diak. Now, that diak is a subtle diak. It's not enough of a diak to stand on its own 2 feet. But to the extent I only need this diak to be a kosav ashlishi, a machriya b'nei, and for that already, I would be able to use it. So what's the bottom line? The bottom line is, because we're about to go weiter, that the halacha of Baal of Imai states that if the Bailan was together with the Shoyal at the time of the She'ela, and then a month later, something happens, an oinus happens, for example, so the halacha is, the shoyl is going to be potter. What if the bailim was not there at the time of the shoyl, but he was there at the time of the shvura mesa? Nobody cares. Does he have to also be there at the time of Shvura Mesa? No. The only thing that matters is that he was there at the time of the Shayla. So if when a person borrows an item, he's not just borrowing the item, but he also borrows the Bailim Ki'ilu of this item, that's when you have the halacha of Ba'ol Avimai. If, however, that didn't happen, then the halacha of Ba'ol Avimai is not going to be in effect. The question is why? And Bifrat in the first Mahalach of the Gemara, where the Gemara says, I know this to be Svara, Rashi, okay, based it on a pasuk, you could always attribute it, chalk it up as a gzeiras hakasef, right? That's always an easy answer. But in that first mahalach in the Gemara, it's a svara. The Gemara went back and forth and forth and back, and the Gemara said at the end of the day, no, shneila adifa, shekein chayev b'mezayin esel. So that's a very, very good question. And Bezus Hashem, in tomorrow's raid, we're going to speak out Torah from Reb Chaim Halevi. It's brought down in Birch Shmuel, in Bava Kama, Simon Lamed Beis, that really goes into the kishkes of understanding how Ba'al Avimai works. This is real classic Yeshivish Reid, but that's going to be tomorrow's Reid, Be'ez Hashem. Either way, for now, we continue along with a really, really geshmaki Gemara. Boy, Rami Bar Chama. Rami Bar Chama had the following shayla. Shala l'rava mahu. What happens if somebody borrows an animal, and the reason this person is borrowing the animal is because he wants to be roiveya or nirva with this animal for purposes of gilui arayos. And then it was Ba'al Avimai. So the question is, are you going to have the pur or not have the pur? Rashi says even better. And even an oinus happened. Are you going to be chayv in oisin or you're not going to be chayv in oisin? Meaning the parsha of Shoyo, is it true even for someone that borrows something? L'rava. What's the do you need that this person should have borrowed this item in the way that people usually borrow items? And being that people don't usually borrow animals for this inyan, so it's for that reason you're not included in the parashah of Shoyl. Or it could be the end of the day. Why is it that a Shoyl is chayv in oitzin? Because he's having anah. Kol anah shaloi. Nice. At the end of the day, this person is having anah. And being that he's having anah, it's true. What he's doing is definitely out of the ordinary. But at the same time, who cares? He's a shayel, kol anah shalai, yichayv anoitzin. So the shayel is if somebody would borrow an animal and the purpose was for something that's really, really out of the ordinary, would he be chayv anoitzin or would he not be chayv anoitzin? I think a posh tetzushtel to this Yibay the Gemara is something that Rabbi Chanan says in a few different places. And that is, I'll just read two excerpts. Zeu klau gadol. I'm going to tell you what klal gadol says, Rabbi Chanan. Ki kol dinei haTorah, all the laws of the Torah, loy nemru rak b'kedarka, v'loy shaloy kedarka. Anytime the Torah says something, the Torah means in the normal way. But to the extent that you do something in an abnormal way, it's not included in what the Torah meant. For example, says Rabbi Chanan, v'chein ba'achila. That's why, when it comes to achila, what's the halacha? Ha'oichel shaloi kederach achila pater. If somebody would eat machalas asuros, but he would eat shaloi kederach achila, he would be pater. V'chein b'achila shal mitzvah. The same is true b'achila's mitzvah. Im ochal shaloi kederach achila, loy kaim ha'mitzvah. What's the reason? Who cares if you ate a shaloi kederach achila? So pasha, you learn it. Achila shaloi kederach achila, nishkain din achila, right? It's a super lundus. Says Rabbi Chanan, it's not a super lundus. When the Torah says don't eat in a veil, the Torah meant don't eat in the way that people normally eat. If you ate in a not normal way, so that's not what the Torah meant. And that's why achila shaloi kederach is not considered an achila. When the Torah says eat matzah, for example, so the Torah means eat it the way normal people eat it. If what you're doing is not normal, zeu klau gadol, ki kol dini atayra le nemer rak b'kedarkon, v'loi shaloi kedarkon. Notice the halacha of achila shaloi kedarka says Rabbi Chanan is not a din in hilchas achila. It's a din in zek kal gadol b'atayr. It's true for everything. Another excerpt from Rabbi Chanan. This is from another shnickel. Rabbi Chanan says nira the hada pata b'shabbos ba'isa kalachiyad. This that you find on Shabbos, if somebody does melacha kalachiyad, he's potter, right? It's not an isadei raisa. Ain't a din miyuchid b'isurei Shabbos. It's not a din miyuchid b'isurei Shabbos. It's true for all dinei haTorah. That it's tough if you do it in the normal way. Etc. Brings other digmais as well. But this is something that we've dealt too over the years, and that is Rabbi Chanan says is a klal gadol b'Torah. That when the Torah says something, it means the laws of the Torah are talking to someone that does something in a normal way. If you do something not normal, Torah doesn't mean you, right? Shaitis patam in amitzvahs. But the point is, we don't mean you. And because we don't mean you, so therefore you're not included in this halacha. L'chur, this is Rami Bar Chama Shaila. At the end of the day, the Torah has a parash of a shoyl, and it's true, it's predicated on a kol anah shaloi, and for that reason, yichayv anoyinsin. But it could be, it has to be, k'dashayli inchi. If it's not k'dashayli inchi, so the Torah didn't mean this. In Svara, in Lomdus, it doesn't make any sense. Yeah, achila shaloi kederech is also an achila. Narvas, it's not the normal way to do it. And if it's not the normal way to do it, says Rabbi Chanan, it's a cloud god about Torah. That we don't mean this. Either way, you're talking that this is the beer in the tzadim of the shayla. Either way, another question, Rabbi Bracham has. Shaluli rois b'mau. What would be if somebody borrowed something from somebody, and he tells the person, the bailim, that I want to borrow this animal, I'm not going to use this animal, but I just want it to be in my driveway, right? I want it to look good. So I just need this for the optics. and I'll return it to you after the meeting, right? So I just want it right now. Isn't this something I can do? And then anoinus happens. Is he chayv anoinus or is he not chayv anoinus? What's the shaila? At the end of the day, he borrowed something that has value, so what's the shaila? It could be the only time we say kol anosh shaloi. The only time shaila is chayv anoinus is if the anah that he has is mineyu bay from the item. That is, the hana is not like an external hana that it looks like I own it, so this is like a grama garmi that I'm a shiny eid, and as a result, it's going to somehow benefit me. No, the point is that you have to have hana from the actual thing. And being that over here, you're not using it, so you're not having hana from the actual thing. It could be in this instance, you're not going to be chayv anoinus. We're going to get to this in the raid. What happens if somebody borrows something from somebody, and he tells the mashal that I'm going to use it, but I'm going to have hana from it less than a shavar pruta? And then anoinus happens. Is he chayv? Is he not chayv? Do we say that at the end of the day he borrowed something that has value, albeit pachas mishavar pruta? So he's shayim was chayv anoinsin. Kol anah shalot. I don't know. Maybe kol pachas mipruta like klumi. Being that the anah that he's having is pachas mipruta, it could be that's not considered anah. And if that's not considered anah, so it's not going to be considered kol anah shalot. So shayil has kol anah shalot, but the anah is pachas mishavar pruta. That was the deal. He can't even use it for more if he wanted to. Does that make him a shal that's chayv anoinsin, or does that not make him a shal that's chayv anoinsin? I think at first glance, what does it sound like the shayl is? But what are the two tzadim? Do you say mamoina beinam ve'ika? I do ma kol pachas mipruta loy klomi. Sounds like the shayla is mamin of pachas mishav pruta mamin, or is that not mamin? Right, that's one of the chakirois hayuduois. Throughout Shas, money has to be worth a pruta. If it's not worth a pruta, it's a nishgel. But the question is, it really nishgelt, or is it just nishgelt in halacha? Do we say that? Yeah, it can't be mekadesh shenisha with pachas mishav pruta. Karkes niktes bekesef has to be worth a shav pruta. You want to be paid the ma'is sheni, it has to be a shav pruta. But no one's going to say that if you have less than a shav pruta, it's not money, right? Pruta mitzdarefes. It could add up to money. Mechateis, it shouldn't be money. Chatzi shir asim and atayr, right? You can't steal less than a shav pruta. Or is pachas mishav pruta taka not money? Sounds like that's what's playing out over here. It's on the one hand, mamoina beina veika, or maybe no, kol pachas mipruta like klomi. Shol shtei paros lasis me and pruta mao. What would be on the tzad that you have to have a pruta? Meaning, if we assume the tzad that hana has to be hana of a pruta. Okay, so if somebody borrows something and he's not going to have hana pruta, so he's not going to be a kol hana shalai. He's not going to be chayv anoinsin. What would be if somebody borrowed two paros and the objective of the two paros is lasis behem pruta? Between the two, he's going to have anas pruta. So this paro he's going to use for half a pruta of value, and this paro he's going to use for another half a pruta of value. So tzamin he has a pruta, but each one individually is not a pruta. So what's the shayla? Mi amina, do we say zil bas the shayla mashal? Look at the shayla and the mashal. The shayla right now is borrowing a pruta. The mashal is lending a pruta. Albeit, it's betzir of these two different animals, but at the end of the day, you have the pruta. Or maybe you don't go basa the pruta. Rather, you go basa the paras. You have to look at each individual thing that you're borrowing. Each one is less than a pruta, and as a result, it's not going to be included. Another shayla. It's all Rami Bar Chama shaylas. What would be if somebody borrows something from two shutfin? Vinishal loy echad mehem. So somebody borrowed from two shutfin. And at the time that the shoyl borrowed this item from the shutfin, one of the shutfin came along. Meaning, he borrowed the item and he borrowed one of the shutfin. In other words, it's a ba'al of imay. But it's a ba'al of imay only for one of the two shutfin. So the question is, do you have the halacha ba'al of imay or not? What did it start? Kulay ba'al of be'inan v'halakha. Is the halacha ba'al of imay only true if the entire ba'alim is there? Over here, there's two shutfin. And only one of the shutfin is imay. So maybe based on that, you don't have bal of imay. I don't know who palgadi day me amifter. At the very least, I have a half a bal of imay. So if I have a half a bal of imay, let me be potter at the very least on half. In other words, that's pasha to the Gemara that the half that's not bal of imay for sure I'm going to be chayiv. The question is, do we say that on the half that there is a bal of imay over here, I should be potter, or maybe bal of imay means ball of kulay. I have to have a ball of kulay. If I don't have a ball of kulay, so then the halach is, I am not going to be potter. Similar shayla, shutfin sheshalu, what would be in the reverse? Two shutfin borrowed, the nishal le'echad mehen, and the owner came along for the ride. He was nishal, but not to both shutfin, to only one of the shutfin. So you have two shutfin that are shayls. There's a ball of imay, because the owner of the item is also being borrowed. Balavima is totally in the Shashela, but he's being borrowed to one of the two chevras. Is that enough to say Balavima or not? What did it start him? Kule shoyel binam vilek. Do you need the whole shoyel over here? And over here you don't have the whole shoyel. Meaning, because klapi one of the shoyels is a Balavima, but klapi the other shoyel is not a Balavima. At the very least, half I should be potter. Again, the same thing. On the other half, where it's not Balavima, I'm not going to be potter. But on the half that I have a Balavima, maybe I should be potter. So it's mamish the same shoyel, albeit a different case. Another question. Shalom meho isha. What would be if somebody borrowed something from an isha? Venishal baila ima. And this shoyel borrowed not the isha, but her husband. So this takes us to the laws of nechsimalog, which is a subtopic of today's daf, as we're about to see, which is something that we're familiar with, specifically from learning Masechtas Ksubas, and that is that one of the takanas that Chazal made in the laws of Ishus is that if a woman brings nechsimalog into her marriage, as opposed to nechsimalog barzel, not for now, but if a woman brings nechsimalog into her marriage, the halach is that she owns the keren. However, the husband has a schus to take all the income that it generates. So if it's a tree and it produces payers, you get it. If it's a rental property and there's rent income, so that's something that you get to get. The point is that the keren belongs to the Isha, but all the payer is all the income that belongs to the husband. So the Gemara wants to know now, if somebody borrows Nechsim alone, in the sugis of Balavima, who do we see as the Bailam? Do you see the Bailam as the Isha because she owns the Karen? It's a bunch of Gishmak and Shailas over here. Or each one is mamish fun. Or do you look at the husband? Because he's the one that eats the payer. So again, what's the question? The question is, if someone borrowed Nechsim alone from an Isha, she owns the Karen. She has a right to lend it. Venishal baila ima. And the husband is the balavima. Or isha sheshala. What would be in the reverse? A woman borrowed something. Venishal baal. The mashal loaned himself to the husband. So he loans his item to the isha, but himself to the husband. Why would that be a shayla of balavima? That would be a shayla of a balavima because when a woman borrows something, that's essentially Nechsim Alog, and the husband has Schusei Hishtamshes. So being that the husband has Schusei Hishtamshes, so right now if the owner is mashal himself to the husband, it's your classic Balavima, maybe. But it's only mitzad the Schus Peiros Keilu. But who's the real Shail? The Ish is the real Shail. So what's the Shail in these two last questions? Kinyan Peiros Ke Kinyan Aguftami Aloi. Meaning, the husband has a kinyan peiros, he has a schus in all the peiros that the Nechsim Alog produces. The woman has the kinyan in the gov, and that's the question. Is kinyan peiros a kinyan agov, or is not a kinyan agov? Says the Gemara. Amalei Ravina the Rav Ashi. Ravina told Rav Ashi. I have another shayla. This is super gishmak. If someone tells the shliach, tsei vahashali imparase. So he tells the shliach that I'm loaning my parah to someone, and you know, maybe come go do it for me, and I want you to also be borrowed. So there's going to be a ba'al of imay over here, right? There's a shayel and a mashal, but the ba'al of imay is not going to be the actual owner, it's going to be the shliach. What's the shayla? Shluchay shal adam gemoysa. So what's the question? Ba'al of mamish be'in of alaka. Do you have to have the real owner? You don't have the real owner. Oidum a shluch shal adam gemoysa v'yikah. Or maybe shluch shal adam gemoysa. Either way. So we had a whole bunch of shaylas, right? Says the Gemara. Amalei Rav Acha b'rei Rav Avi l'Rav Ashi. Ba'al, at the shaylas of Ba'al, right? We had two questions with a husband and a wife as it relates to Nechsim Alog, as it relates to Ba'al of imay. Those two shaylas put it Rav Yechem Reish Lakish. That's telling the machlekes Rav Yechem Reish Lakish. And shliach, this last shayla, whether a shliach can be considered a Ba'al of imay, I plunked Rabbi Yonis and Rabbi Yonis. Is the machloik is Rabbi Yonis, Rabbi Yonis. A different machloik is Rabbi Yonis and Rabbi Yonis. Says the Gemara, Baal, plunked Rabbi Yechon Reish Lakish. The Shailas of Baal, Nechsim Alog, is the machloik is Rabbi Yechon Reish Lakish. Which machloik is the Itman? If somebody sells his field to his friend for payers, Rashi says the case is where somebody sells his field to a friend for like 2 or 3 years. The Gemara Masechtas Gittin in the end of Perek HaShaleach discusses this in the context, you sold it forever, but it was Bizman Shayev Kayim, and as a result, it was only going to be a short-term sale. But the bottom line is somebody sells something to somebody, but there's an expiration date, meaning it's only sold for a certain amount of time, eventually it's going to come back. But the Eichon, I mean, maybe okay, Rabbi Eichon says the person that purchased this field has a chiv to bring bikurim from the fruit that grow. Not just that, he reads the parasha bikurim. Reish Lakish on Reish Lakish says, maybe the enikar. You may be the enikar. Now, the criteria to be maybe the kar is you have to own the property. So it says, you may be the kar because he owns kinyan peiros, is kinyan agov tami. That kinyan peiros, which is of course Rabbi Yechon Ashita throughout Shas, that kinyan peiros is kinyan agov. So even though you only bought it for a certain amount of time, which means in Lomdus, in the sugis of kinyan peiros, all you have is a kinyan peiros. I mean, if you buy something forever, you own the goof. But if you buy something for an amount of time, that's like a long-term lease. You don't actually own it. What you have is the schus, all the payers that it produces. But really, what the way we look at it is if you have a kinya payers. Rabbi Yechon owns kinya payers and kinya nakov. So therefore, we look at you as the real bailam. If you're the real bailam, you can be made of the kaira. Whereas Rish Lakish holds maybe the emek kaira, because kinya payers is lavka kinya nakov tami. Being that kinya payers is lavka kinya nakov tami, you can't be maybe the kaira. Either way, says the Gemara. Those two shailas with regards to the husband and the wife, nachsimaluk balavima, you want to know who's the bailam as it relates to balavima? According to Rabbi Yochanan, Kinyan Peres and Kinyan Agof Tami, the husband has the Kinyan Peres. He's going to be considered the Bible. According to Rish Lakish, well, it's Kinyan Peres' love for Kinyan Agof Tami. Who's the one that has the Kinyan? It's the one that actually owns the Gof. So if that's the case, it's not the husband that's going to be the person, but rather it's going to be his wife. Shliach. As it relates to the Shail of a Shliach, again, what was the Shail of a Shliach? Somebody lends something to somebody, and then the Shliach comes along for a ride. Is that a Balavima? It's not a Balavima. What would it start them? Do you say Shluch HaShalavim Kamoisai? Or do you not say Shluch HaShalavim Kamoisai? As the Gemara, it's Machloikis, Rabbi Yonison and Rabbi Yoshia. The Tanya, we learned to the Brai, so I'm a Lapatrop. If somebody tells his Shliach, Kol Nadam, Shtei Ish, you know, there is Bekandach of him, Mokemploini, Hafela. Any nether that my wife is going to make from now until I come back from this trip that I'm going on. So man was going away, and he was very worried that his wife was going to make a nether. Husband has a right to be made for a nether, but he's not going to be around to be made for the nether. So he tells the shliach, I want you to be my power of attorney. If you hear my wife make a nether, you just say, Mufalachi, I want you to be made for it. The hefilah, and he did it. Yachal yuhu mufar, and you would think it's a good afar. Talmud Lomer, it says in the Torah, Isha yikimenu v'isha yifirenu. Divrei Rabbi Yoshiya, from the words, Isha, we learned that only the husband is able to be mefer, but there's no halach of shluch eshel adam kamois. So if he makes a shliach, that is not going to be okay. Rabbi Yonason says, Matzinu b'chol makim sheshluch eshel adam kamois. I don't know what you're talking about. In kol ha-tayra kula, shluch eshel adam is kamois. And being that in kol ha-tayra kula, shluch eshel adam is kamois, so it's for that reason, avada, if a man wants to make a shliach to be mefer his wife's nadarim, it's something he's allowed to do. So we have a machlokes, Rabbi Yoshiya and Rabbi Yonason, whether you can make a shliach l'afaras nadarim. Rabbi Yoshiya says no, isha yikimenu v'isha yifirenu, as opposed to Rabbi Yonason says, yeah. Why? Because, I don't know, kalotei rekula, shulchit shalom kamaisai. Doesn't hold it as drasha, he doesn't see why this should be any different. Says the Gemara, whether or not you can make a shliach v'balavima is totally in this machlokes. If you hold that a husband can be made for alyidei shliach, you can do a balavima alyidei shliach as well. And if you hold that the husband can't be made for alyidei shliach, then you won't be able to do it. So two things before we go back there. Number one, the whole concept of making a shliach for balavimai is really very, very counter to everything I think we've ever known about shlichus. Shlichus works for a maisa, right? Everyone knows the ktsois and kufpei beis who brings the taisis rid, why you can't make a shliach to do a mitzvah for you. And the way the Ktois understands the Ktois is read is because Shlichus doesn't work for a midi memelo. It only works for a Maisa. I can make you a Shliach to do a Maisa for you. But I can make you a Shliach to be me, right? If that's the case, how do you make someone a Shliach for a Balavima? What's Balavima? What's the Shlichus? I want you to be me. And do what? Be Mekadosh and Isha for you? Buy something for you? Sell something for you? Like, what am I doing for you? This doesn't seem to be a Maisa. It sounds like Bala Vima is the Pshat. I want you to be me. You can't make someone a Shlech to be you. You can make someone a Shlech to do a Maisa for you. And then we can clear and lump this how it works. But the bottom line is that at the end of the day, where's the Maisa? What is the Shlichus attaching itself to? Tzorich beer, number one. But the bigger kasha is that the Gemara says whether or not you say Shluch HaShel Adam Kemoisnei by Balav Imoy is totally the machlokes Rabbi Yonason and Rabbi Yoshiya. Whether you can make a shliach to do hafaras nadar. Rabbi Yonason says, I don't call it a rikul, you can make a shliach hafaras nadar. I don't see why this should be different. Rabbi Yonason, he says, no, I have a pasuk. It says, Isha, right, with a mapike, you came manu, v'isha, yifeirenu, and from there I know not, memelu Balav Imoy also not. Why did the Gemara think that the shayla Balav Imoy is a tzush del tafar? The sugi of Afara is like an anomaly. It's a complete exception to the rule in the sugis of Shluch HaShel Adam Kamoisai. Really, Rabbi Yonason is right. Matzinu b'chol mokem she Shluch HaShel Adam Kamoisai. Granted, there's a case from Rabbi Yoshi Oltz based on Xeris HaKosov that there it's going to be different. What does that have to do with Balavima? What's up to Sahar? I don't know. If Kalatai Rukula Shluch HaShel Adam Kamoisai, and you're not bothered with the fact that there's no mice over here, Me'ezah si b'shiyah, we'll ask the super long the why. But the bottom line is, if this doesn't bother you, okay, so b'seid, then there should be shlichus. What does this have to do? What's this acute zustell, that the Gemara sees that this shayla of shlichas b'balavim has something to do with shlichas v'afar. So you know, ask this kasha, tois ask kasha. It's the bottom toisus on the yomim, and toisus says that you have to say the Gemara's zustell was as follows. Because really, in kol ha'tayra kula shlichas on k'mois, like Rabbi Anderson said, which is true, everywhere, in shlichas v'afar, there's certain ramifications, and there are certain limitations. But l'maisa shlichas on k'mois. Narva, sidah shitas Rabbi Yoshi. Rabbi Yoshi holds that when it comes to afaris nadarim, over here it's going to be different. Why? So Tosfos says, I have two reasons, really, or two ways to understand Rabbi Yoshia. Tosfos says, could be Rabbi Yoshia meant to say was, is being that it says in the Torah, Isha yikimenu v'isha yifeirenu. The Torah mentioned the husband twice, right? Isha means the husband, not the woman. Isha is a woman, but Isha, with the mapake, is the husband. So Isha yikimenu v'isha yifeirenu means the husband. And the Torah said it two times is the mutei shlucha. Could be that's what Rabbi Yoshia meant. Says Tosis, if that's what Yoshi meant, that's the Tzushtal. The Tzushtal is in the parish of Balavima, the Torah says Ba'alav, and it doesn't say it once, it says it twice. Balavima, and it says Balavainima. That was the beginning of it. Now. So being that the Torah mentions Ba'alav twice, like the Torah mentions Isha twice, so the Gemara thought that it was a Tzushtal to Rabbi Yoshi. So you're right, Rabbi Yoshi's case is an exception, but the same exception that you have there, I think you would have here. Meaning, the Tzushtal is that Rabbi Yoshia held how far is different because the Torah said Isha twice. So Isha twice. Here too it says Isha twice. Inami says, so it could be even more Pashat. It could be Rabbi Yoshia wasn't coming from the double Lashon, but the word Isha, the Torah went out of its way to say the husband, meaning the Balabas, the Bailam on this Afara. He's the one that has to do it. And that was Rabbi Yoshia's Rosh. If that's the case, here too it says the same thing. It says Ba'alav. Torah went out of its way to use the word Ba'alav, and Ba'alav means Dafka the Bailin, as opposed to anybody else. But either way, Tosfos says, whatever Pshat and Rabbi Yoshia is that the Gemara held that Rabbi Yoshia's Drosha of Isha Yikimenu, of Isha Yifeirenu, is an exact Tzushtel. It's an exact Tzushtel to the Balavimai, and it's for that reason the Gemara said whether or not you can make a Shlich for a Balavimai is going to be telling the Machloikis Rabbi Yoshia and Rabbi Yonasan. Chassam Sofer, in a classic Tshuva, it's in Yerideya, Simin Shin Chav Aleph. So it's a very important Tshuva with regards to the Sugi that we're learning right now. He asks a bomb kasha. We're not going to go into this Chassam Sofer, just mentioning it. And that is, the Chassam Sofer says that we know the Gemara in the beginning of Perek Ishma Kaddish discusses how do you know Shlucha Shalal and Kamoisai. It's learned out from the parish of Gerishin, the parish of Truma, the Shachdu Oysa called Aspen Yisrael, the parish of Kachin, right? The Gemara has a whole bunch of different sources and Tzrichas says, how do you know Shlichas? Zakhtach Sam Sofer, I have a Murray Digim Akar for Shlichas. I have a Murray Digim Akar for Shlichas. The Torah twice said that you don't say Shlucha Shalavim Kamoisa, according to Rabbi Yoshia. Isha Yikimenu V'Ishna Yefeirenu and Balavimai Balavainimai. I in the bottom Tosfos and Bab Mitziyah Dav Tzadik Vav Amaral. If that's the case, I have Shnei Ksuvim Abon Ke'echa that you don't say Shlucha Shal Adam Kamoisai, which is a lima that you should say Shlucha Shal Adam Kamoisai. As I pray Tachsam Soifer. As I pray Tachsam Soifer in the middle of a Cheshbin. That why did the Gemara have to mucha to find a Makar for Shlichas? There's no Mefurish in Makar to Shlichas, right? You have to mucha a little bit. I have a good Mucharai. I have a great Makar. I have two places where the Torah said Shlichas doesn't work. The parish of Afar and the parish of Olavima in the world of Rabbi Yoshia. If that's the case, it's Shnei Ksuvim Abon Ke'echad, the Chol Shnei Ksuvim Abon Ke'echad, Eimelam. So the Chassam Sofer, to answer this question, he says a Dover Gadol. Really, this Chassam Sofer is famous from a prat that he says in the way he answers this question. He says, you have to say it's Muchach that really, it's not a Shnei Ksuvim Abon Ke'echad, right? What's the aside? What underpins Shnei Ksuvim Abon Ke'echad? That the Torah didn't have to tell me this halacha twice. I could have learned one from the other. Oh, from the fact that Torah told me twice, Torah is teaching me I can't learn from this, right? That's the aside of, usually if the Torah says something, so one of the Yudgam Amidash Atarin Adreshin Spam is Mahatzad, or it's Binyanav, right? You could always learn from it. But if the Torah tells it to me a second time, the second mention of it is an Akira, always in the Binyanav, because if you can learn from it, then why Torah tells me a second time? Oh, the Torah told me a second time to teach me that really you can learn from it. So it's all predicated, every Shnei Ksuvim Abon Ke'echad, that the Torah told me something a second time that it didn't have to tell me a second time to teach me that these are the exceptions that you can't learn anything else from there. But the minute there's a tzricha, so the minute the Torah had a reason that it had to tell me these two things, so then already I wouldn't be able to learn one from the other. So Zokta Chassam Sofer, that there's a tzricha, so that the Torah had to say Ba'olavimai, Ein Ba'olavimai, and Isha Yikimenu V'Isha Yifirenu, and I would have never been able to learn one from the other. Had the Torah only said Isha Yikimenu V'Isha Yifirenu, and the Torah would have taught me that there's no halacha of shlichos when it comes to hafara, I would not have known there's no shlichos by Ba'olavimai, because I would have said hafara all it is words. And being that all it is words, could be immediately loy mimser and l'shliach, and it's for that reason you don't say shlucha shel adam k'moisa. But balavimai, which we're not sure what it is, but it's not words, I would have thought over there, maybe you do say shlichos. And the Chassam Sofer says, had we only known balavimai, I would have thought maybe a shliach works by hafara, based on the fact that the Gemara says, kol nederes al das bailu hi nederes, and really the reason a husband has a schos to be mefer is because the whole neder was made al daitoi, so you could have thought that why do I have to make a shliach to be made for another, meaning why do I need the parish of Shluch Shalad and Kamoisai? The minute I make a shliach, that's a gilui das that I don't really want the nether, and if that's a gilui das I don't want the nether, that in of itself should knock out the nether. That's a rizig asfara when you're learning Masech this Nadar. But the bottom line is this. The bottom line is, says the Chassam Sofer, there was a trichas on each one. But what's the trichas? Why would I have not known Bal of Imoy, ain't Bal of Imoy, from Ishii Kemet of Ishii Ferenu? Because I would have thought that Ishii Kemet of Ishii Ferenu is different because over there it's an Amira, it's Mili, and it could be Mili by Mimser and Lushliach. So the Chassam Sofer, Toich Dvar of here, says a big var. He says, oh, and by the way, I hold this is the Makar. So we know Mili by Mimser and Lashliach. What's the Makar? How do you know Mili by Mimser and Lashliach? Zokte, that Havamina, which I'm being Meichiach from the fact that the Gemara didn't use the Shnei Suf of Abon Ke'echad Eim Melamdin as the Makar to every Shulchan Shalom Kamoisai. It's because you see a Tricha. So what's the Tricha? So you see over here, Mili by Mimser and Lashliach. Otudos in the Makar. So you learn Perak Ashelech, you learn Perak Kolaget, Perak Oimer, you learn all the different Sugyas and Mili by Mimser and Lashliach, right? Which Yeshiva Bach never heard those words. Mili by Mimser and Lashliach. Shiloh is what it means, by the way. Not a bush of the Shiloh. But for sure, what's the Makar? How do you know Mili by Mimser? Right, the big Hakira, Mili by Mimser L'Shiach is it only Allah and Shliach is a Shliach? Right, there are many, many Achreinim that hold that Mili by Mimser L'Shiach means that if somebody makes someone a Shliach, ordinarily Shliach is a Shliach. The Shliach is a Shliach, right? Atzoif Kala Oiva. But in the when it comes to Mili, then you don't have the halacha of Shliach Chayis Shliach. Some Seif is going that Mili Mitzvah and Shliach means that you can't make a Shliach for Mili. It's not just the halacha in Shliach Chayis Shliach, that doesn't work by Mili. You can't even make a Shliach. I can't make a Shliach to say something. I can make a Shliach to do something, not to say something. What's the Makar? It's Rabbi Yoshi's Makar. Rabbi Yoshi, Ishi, Kimen of Ishi. Rabbi Yonasan, you'd have to have another Makar. But on Rabbi Yoshi, anyways, this Gemara that we just learned now, it's a Gemara that comes up in many places in Shas. This is the Makar, says the Chassam Sofer in Yerideya Shinchof Aleph, to the Klal of Mili Loi Mezer and Lashliach. Either way, Zachi Gemara Vaita. Amalei Rav Ilish Lerava. Rav Ilish told Rava, Oimela Avdo, if somebody tells his Eved, Kenani, Tzei, Vahashel Imparasi. So if somebody tells his Eved Kenani, that I'm lending somebody my para, I want you to come along. I want you to be loaned together with my para. What's the shaila? And oinus happens. Do we say balavimai or do we not say balavimai? Is an evet kanani like bailin and you'll have the aloha balavimai or not? Says the Gemara, tibay lamandama shuch shaladam kemoisai. And tibay lamandama shuch shaladam any kemoisai. And I can hear the shaila, snai if you'll shuch shaladam kemoisai about balavimai and sinai, which is essentially Rabbi Yonasan and Rabbi Yoshi. Tibay lamandama shuch shaladam kemoisai. I can hear according to the tzad that shuch shaladam is kemoisai. Hanabili maybe only shlech the bar mitzvah. Maybe that's only a bar mitzvah. Someone that's chayiv in all the mitzvahs. And every kanani is only chayiv in some mitzvahs, right? It's chayiv, lola, isha, anything that isha is chayiv in. So maybe, being that he can't be a shliach, so there's no shluch shalom kemoisai. Even if you owe shluch shalom kemoisai, that if I make a shliach for balavima, it's considered a shlichos, but that's only because the person could be a shliach, and every kanani can't be a shliach. Or maybe I could go in the other direction, 180 degrees, and that even according to the mandama that holds ain't shluch shalom kemoisai, could be hanimi the shliach. It could be that's only a shliach. Aval eved, could be eved is better than a shliach. Why? Because yad eved is kiyad rabbi. It could be an Eved is viewed as an extension of the Adai. And if that's the case, even if Shluchai Shaladim is not Kemoisa, even if you want to hold like Rabbi Yoshia, that Shlichas doesn't work. But Kubidis is better than Shliach. Why is this better than Shliach? Because Yad Eved Ki Yad Rabbi. Omalesa, he told him, Mistabra Yad Eved Ki Yad Rabbi Dami. It's Mistabra that Yad Eved is Ki Yad Rabbi. And because Yad Eved is Ki Yad Rabbi, so therefore, even if you hold, ordinarily, you don't say Shluchai Shaladim Kemoisa when it comes to Balavimoy, like Rabbi Yoshia, Afal Pikein, as it relates to an Eved Kenani is going to be better based on Yad Eved Ki Yad Rabbi. So before we go weiter, two things. Number one, Amalei Rav Ilish L'Rava. Rav Ilish told Rava. Who's Rav Ilish? So Rav Ilish is mentioned in a very, very famous Gemara. The Gemara is from Masechtas Gittin. Daf Mem Hei Omer Alv, just G'day Nechazor over the Gemara. Bonsei de Rav Nachman, Bachshon Kidra B'Yadayo. The daughters of Rav Nachman, they used to have the ability to take a kdeira with some very, very hot food, and they were able to mish it without a misher. So they didn't need something to stir it. They were able to do it with their hands. And the way people interpreted that was as they must have been very, very holy women. And as a result, the elements had no shlita on them. And for that reason, this is something that they're able to do. So the Gemara says, Kashle the Rav Yilish. Rav Yilish heard about this, and he was very, very bothered. Why? Ksiv, he said that Shlomo HaMelech said, Adam Echad Me Elef Matzasi. He said, I found 1 out of 1,000 righteous men. Meaning, you take a survey, you do a poll, out of 1,000 men, you'll find 1 decent person, right? But 1 woman out of 1,000, I wasn't able to find. But you could bunce the Rav Nachman. He had a problem. He says, you have bunce the Rav Nachman, that's such a chash of a B'nois Yisrael, and it doesn't stem what Shlomo HaMelech said. He said that when it comes to a woman, the Isha B'chol Eilo Loi Matzasi. Incidentally, right, what was this simmon that they were so chash of? They were Bachsh and Kidu Badai. We just learned the Gemara, right? The Gemara says the Rav Zeira, he used to sit once a month in a fire. He wanted to see if the fire was going to have any shlita on him. Because if the fire would have no shlita on him, that means that Nura de Gehenim wasn't going to have shlita on him either. You see, there was an idea that a simon to know if somebody's chashiv is whether fire could be shoylet on you. Someone that is exempt from Gehenim, fire can't have any shlita on him in this world, right? Fire is like a me'ein, the fire, the metaphorical fire of the heavens. But the bottom line is this, so these bonsai that I'm not able to do this. And Rav Yilush was very bothered. Either way, the Gemara says, Garmaluhu milsa vishtapin. It just so happened that the daughters of Rav Nachman, they were taken into captivity. Vishtaboy iu nami ba'adayu. And Rav Yilush, it just so happens, this was Balavimoy, he too was taken into captivity together with them. Yemachad one day, Habiyasab Gabiyahu Gavra, Daviyad Belishan Tzipayr. Rav Yilush was sitting in captivity with someone who he understood the chirping of the birds. Also, Urva Vikakarile, and a raven came, and the raven started yelling at Rav Yilush. Amalais, he says, you have any idea what the raven's trying to tell me, right? It looks like he's a little worked up, and it sounds like he has a message for me. My Kama, Amalais, and he told him, Ilish Brach, he's saying, Ilish, run, run for your life. It's an opportunity. Right now, to be able to run away. Amar, so Rav Yilush said like this, Urva Shikruhu, I don't trust this Oyriv. How do I know he's telling the truth? I don't know if he's telling the truth. Adahachi, also Yoin. While this happened, also a Yoina came. The Kokarya, and the Yoina also started chirping in the direction of Rav Yilush. Amalei, so Rav Yilush turns to this person, he says, Maika Amar, tell me, what's the Yoina saying? Amalei told him, Ilish Brach, he's saying the same thing. Amar, Knesset Yisrael, Yoina Masila. Klai Yisrael is compared to a Yoina. Shmami Nam. Must be that a miracle is about to happen, and this must be good things. Amas, he said, Ezel Echsi Bansi Derab Nachman. He says, let me go look, check on Bansi Derab Nachman, meaning I want to see what they're up to. And his schedule is like this. If they're being faithful and they're behaving the way they're supposed to be behaving in captivity, I'm going to take them with me. And if not, I'm not going to take them with me. Amas, he goes close to them and he overhears them having a conversation. And he heard them say as follows. He says, you know, life's not so bad over here in captivity. When we were home, we had husbands. Here, we also have husbands. No, mitzi deinu, it wouldn't bother us if we stayed here forever. When he heard that, he chapped that the bunsa of Nachman weren't so good. Come, Arak, Asa, Iyu, Vahu, Gavra. Either way, he was able to escape. And when he came back, he told the Oilam that you should know bunsa of Nachman that everybody was so impressed with. Have a kabach and kid of Bikshaf. Obviously, what they were doing with Kishav. They're really not so chashav after all. We have a lot of raid bites with Chan Shmalevitz on this. The Chulu, Ramei Simcha, bunsa of Nachman. A lot going on over there, but either way, this is Rav Yilush, just to interrupt the program. The more Lamdisha Ha'ara as it relates to what's going on here now, and that is, so the Gemara said, Amari de Gazach, the Gemara said that even if you hold that there's no Shluchat Shaladim Kamoisim when it comes to an Eved, when it comes to Balavimoy, but it could be Yad Eved is Kiyad Rabbi, and for that already you're going to say that even if the Balaam himself is not there, but he sends his Eved there, that in and of itself is going to be okay. In the Gemara, you see a Meir de Gazach, that even though an Eved Kenani can't be a Shliach, but he's better than a Shliach. Yad Eved is Ki Yad Rabbi Damyo. So even if the old Shlichus doesn't work, but this is something that's Zichah can work. Incidentally, Rashi Bavarns, he doesn't ask him, tell him to be a Shlem, and Rashi doesn't talk that way. But Rashi Bavarns, is that true an Eved Kenani can't be a Shliach? It's not true. Eved Kenani could be a Shliach. It's a Havim meaning in the Gemara, in Gittin Daf Chav Gimel, but the Gemara says that really an Eved Kenani could be a Shliach, even though Ma'atem, but the Gemara is only memayed in a Yehudi who's bechlal not a Ben Bris, as opposed to an Eved Kenani who's a Ben Bris, even though he's not chayiv in all mitzvahs. Ayin Rashi. Rashi says you have to say what the Gemara meant when it said that an Eved Kenani can't be a shliach. It's not because he be'etzim can't be a shliach. But in order to be a shliach, you have to be b'teiros, right? An Eved Kenani can't be a shliach for Gita V'Kedushin because he's not b'teiros Gita V'Kedushin. You have to be b'teiros Sheila. He's not b'teiros Sheila. Pashit, the reason he's not b'teiros Sheila is he doesn't own anything. So he can't be a shoyel, can't be a mashal. And as a result, he's not b'teiros Sheila. That's why he's excluded. Again, another one of the things we're glossing over now. There's a lot happening in today's daf. But the bottom line is the Gemara came out that even if shlichus doesn't work, but yad Eved Kiyad Rabbi doesn't work. So we have to speak out. The Machne Ephraim. The Machne Ephraim is in Simen Yud Aleph, and he brings a raya from this Gemara. There's two Ikke Gemaras that he bases it on. The first is Bava Metzia Daf Yud. We spoke it out in Daf Yud, and the second one is right here, Bava Metzia Daf Tzadik Vav. And that is that although we know that sometimes Eved, let's say, can't be a Shliach, but being that Yad Eved Ki Yad Rabbi, and that's even better than a Shliach, that means that an Eved Kenani would be able to do things in the world of Shlichus even better than what a Shliach would be able to do. The other Gemara is even sharper. The other Gemara is in Bava Metzia Daf Yud Amud Aleph. The Gemara is discussing Hamagbia Metzia L'Chaveiroi Kana Chaveiroi Loi Kana Chaveiroi. Right, if somebody sees a Metzia on the floor, he picks it up, but he doesn't pick it up for himself, he picks it up for somebody else. Tefes HaBalchoi B'Mach Shechav L'Chaveiroi. Rav Nachman holds Hamagbia Metzia L'Chaveiroi Loi Kana Chaveiroi. The Gemara asks the Kasha that if somebody hires a poyo and the poyo sees an Aveda and he picks it up, so if you're a Schir Yoim, you're working for this guy for the entire day, if he picks it up, who does it belong to? It belongs to the Balabais. Fake the Gemara, why is the poyo not a Magbiya Mitzia L'Chaveiroi? And we should say, L'Kona Chaveiroi. So Rav Nachman said, Shani poyo, the Yodai Kiyad Balabais. A poil is different because the yad of a poil is like the yad of a balabai. So the Machne Ephraim says the same Gemara. Over there it's yad poil ki yad balabais. Over here it's yad evet ki yad balabais. But you see a mirror of the gazach that if someone has a poil, forget about an evet, right? Lincoln freed the slaves. Let's talk about a poil. A poil is considered yadoi ki yad balabais. So even with shlichus is not going to work, but it could be a poil will be able to do something. Machna Ephraim says, I'll tell you better. An Oivet Kechavim Zichah can't be a Shliach, right? No Shlichas by a guy. But if the guy works for you, he's like Gadar from Yad Poyel Ki Yad Balabayas. And he says, tremendous Chedushim. So he says, if a guy would be Mafresh Truma for you, if he's your Poyel, it's Afresh Truma. Not just that, it says, if you did it, it's better than Shlichas. You can even make a Bracha, right? If a Shlich does something for you, the Shlich makes the Bracha. But if you do it, you're the one that makes the Bracha. Why? Because it's working with Yad. And this is a Meiridig Chiddush from the Machna Ephraim, where the Machna Ephraim says that you see from Bav Metzia Daf Yud, and he brings this Gemara as well, Bav Metzia Daf Tzadik Vav Amar Aleph, that there's an idea that even with Shlich doesn't work, but Yodai works, who's a Yad? And Eved's a Yad. Even better, a Poyel would be a Yad. Incidentally, the Achrayim say that according to the Machne Ephraim and our Gemara, if somebody would tell his worker, forget about his Eved Kenani, his worker, based on the Gemara Daf Yud Amud Aleph, where the Gemara says the Yad Poyel is Kiyad Balabayas, and our Gemara also in the Sugis of Balavima, even if you don't say Shulchan Shalom Kamaisa, but when it comes to a Poyel, that would be enough. Could be even if he's an Eni Yehudi. But either, this is the famous Kiddush of the Machne Ephraim. We go weiter, firing away with the boys from Rami Bachama. Boy, Rami Bachama. Bao Benichse Yishtoi, another classic. A husband relative to his wife's nechasim, shoyel havi or soicher havi. So a husband's allowed to use his wife's nechasim, right? That's nechasim alug 101. The question is, when he uses it, is he considered a shoyel or is he considered a soicher? He's borrowing it or he's renting it? What if it's stolen? What's the difference between a shoyel and a soicher? Soicher pays, a shoyel doesn't pay, right? Shoyel's kol anos shalai. The soicher pays for it. It's not kol anos shalai. It comes with an invoice, literally. So is the husband considered a shoyel or is he considered a soicher? So Pashi, he's not paying for it, right? But Rashi says he really is paying for it, right? He just got married. So he is paying for it. And specifically, the way he's paying for it is based on the Gemara Masechtas Ksubas, where the Gemara says, Tiknu pirkoina tachas peiros, that the Chachamim said that we will allow you, the husband, to eat the peiros nachsam alog, because we want you to be motivated in exchange to be poyrek and redeem your wife in the event she's taken into captivity. It's a shiloh, which came first, the chicken or the egg. But the bottom line is, tiknu perkoina tachas peres nachsam alog. So if that's the case, that means there is an invoice that comes along with peres nachsam alog, and that is the obligation that the husband has to go ahead and be poyreker. If that's the case, maybe he's a soicher, maybe he's not a shiloh. So he's not paying for it, but then again, he is paying for it, because chazal made a takana, and that's the crux of the shiloh. Shnoyel avi, a soicher avi. So this was Rami Barcham and shiloh, Amar Rava. So when Rava heard the shiloh, he said, lafum Churfa Shabesh. Sometimes when somebody is such a charif, shabeshta, he ends up making a mistake. He says, this whole question really is a meaningless question. He said, monafshach, ishayel hava. He said, I'll tell you why. Because what's the nafkimina lalacha? He says, probably nafkimina lalacha is the husband chayv anointzen. I guess that's the nafkimina. He's a shayel chayv anointzen. He's a soichir. He's not chayv anointzen. But monafshach, you're not chayv. You know why you're not chayv? Because if he's a shayel, it's shayla babaylami. It's shayla babaylami. And he's soich, abishiris babaylami. But monafshach, you're pate. You're pate because this is a classic balavima. What's the balavima? Because when you get married, so not only are you now borrowing or renting the peres nachas maluk, but you're also borrowing the woman. Rashi says, "Shehi the minute she got married under the chuppah, all of a sudden these gebartzein. This is the way it is. So it's always a balavim by b'shas sheilo. So I don't know what the nafkimin is. You're potter regardless. So the says, "No, you have to say Rami Rachama's shaila was like this: the agar mina para v'hada nasma. What happens? This man borrowed a para from this woman, and then afterwards he ended up marrying her. So the question is, shaila b'yisoicher happened. Now that he gets married." And now he has chosim in this para based on his marriage. Do we look at him as a shayl? Do we look at him as a soicher? What's the shayl? A shayl hava? Do we say he's a shayl? And if that's the case, for asi shayl b'baylam mafgas schirish lo b'baylam. I mean, when he rented a luchatchilu, he was a regular soicher. It wasn't schirish b'baylam. Now he got married. If the husband's chosim now in the peres nachsim alod nuch techasana is as a shayl, then we shift from him being a soicher to being a shayl. The Shayla is Bebailim, right? Because they got married, so it's a Shayla Bebailim. So if it's a Shayla Bebailim, so based on that, what should Halacha be? He should be Potter. Or maybe we view him as a Soicher. And if we view him as a Soicher, the Schirus could kaima kaima. Then there's no reason to say that the second Schirus will knock out the first Schirus. See, if he's wearing a new hat now, instead of Soicher, now it says Shayl. Okay, so the new Shayla was Bebailim. But if he's Vaita a Soicher, so why should the second Schirus knock out the first Schirus? He was anyways a Soicher. So then we go based on the original Schirus. On the original Schirus, he was a Soicher. So based on that, there's no Bailam of it. So you're telling me, what's the Nafkimina? I'll tell you the Nafkimina. Nafkimina is in the other way. If he's a Shayl, so then it's Shayl Babayim. He's going to be potter from anything that happens. We put from Kinev Avev, we put from everything, because he's a Shayl. If, however, he's a Soicher, then he's going to be right. We thought Shayl Havid is going to be more Chomer. It's just the opposite. Shayl Havid, Shayl Babayim is going to be potter from everything. Could be even Pshir Babayim is potter, right? As opposed to, if he's a Soicher, then he's going to be Chayiv. Says the Gemara, Umayshna, but I don't hear the Chilik. Meaning, Maishno di Ishoil Havi. Why are we saying that if it's a shoil? The Osi Shayla Babailam, Afkas Hirishla Babailam. Right, we're saying in the event that we look at the husband as a shoil, so the Shayla knocks out, Isoichanami have a taste is Hirish Babailam, Tapele is Hirishla Babailam. If he's a Soicher, I think we should look at it the same way, and we should say the second schiris is a new schiris. The end of the day, it's a new schiris. The first time he was using it was based on a rental agreement that he has. Now he's using it because Chazal gave it to him. So Mamonav Shach, the second schiris should knock out the first schiris, and being that the second schiris is Bebailim, it should knock out the original schiris, that is, Shaloi Bebailim. So that couldn't have been Rami Bacham. Shaila, Elo, Kikami Boy, the Rami Bacham, I'll tell you where Rami Bacham, the Shaila was. Going to Agri E. Parma'alm. Case was, we're. She, the woman, went, and she had rented a para from somebody. The Hadar Nasva. And then she got married. Okay, so she's the Soicher, and now she went ahead and got married. The husband was using it, and an oinus took place. Says the Gemara like this. According to Rabbanan that hold that the Shoyal pays the Soicher loiti bayalach. So who are these Rabbanan that hold that the Shoyal pays the Soicher? So this takes us back to Perek HaMafkid, another Perek that talks very, very much about these halachas, and a very, very geshmaka case. The Mishnah was on Daflam and Heyam Abayis. The Mishnah said, if somebody rents a parah from his friend, and then he lends it to somebody else, right? And then it dies. Kedarka. An oinus takes place. So somebody was a soicher, and now he's doing business with this thing that he rented. So somebody rented a parah from somebody, and he loaned it to somebody else. So the halacha said, the Mishnah is like this. Yishava ha-soicher sh'meisa kedarka. A soicher is potter from Einstein. So he could swear that it was meisa kedarka, and he's off the hook. V'ashal yisham l'soicher. And then the shayl goes, and he pays to the soicher. Meaning, the soicher has a soicher-masker relationship with his masker, and the person that he loaned it to has a shoyal mashal relationship with him. The soicher is potter from Oitzin, the shoyal is chayv in Oitzin, so this guy's going to end up making a buck. Amar Rabbi Yossi said, Ketzad, how could that be? Halo, oisa schayr beparasa shal chaveri. No way, you can't do business with someone else's schayr. Ela tachsa bar labaylam. What happens is, the shoyal is going to pay, and who's he going to pay? He's going to pay to the Bible. So the Gemara says like this, our shayla, the way we're going to now reconfigure Rami Bar Chama's shayla. Whether the husband is a shayla, the husband is a soicher, we need to preface by saying that it's really totally in yena machlokes tanom, in the Mishnah Perek HaMafkin, adaf lamed heyam beis. Okay. The woman went and she was a soicher. She rented a par. Okay. And then she got married. She rented it from Chanag. And then she went and got married to somebody completely different. Says the Gemara. According to the Rabbanan, that whole shoyol, mishalim l'soicher, according to the Rabbanan, that hold that the shoyol, if anoinus would happen, would pay to the soicher, like tibayolach, there would be no shayla over here. Meaning it doesn't matter whether he's a shayla or whether he's a soicher. Why? Devadi shayla b'baylam he. Regardless, it's a shayla b'baylam. Meaning we look at the woman when she now gets married, and the husband has chusim in it, that is a contract, ke'ilu, whether it's a shayla or a schiris, that's why in bracham a shayla, between the husband and the wife, that goes into effect at the time of the marriage, being that it's balav imoy at the time of the marriage, because right now she's imoy todeb imolachta, like Rashi said, b'lashayna yaza, so it's for that reason, it's zichah going to be a shayla b'vaylam or a schiris b'vaylam, so there's no shayla. Kiti b'yolach, I'll tell you where chapsa nafkimina, leave it to Rabbi Yossi. Nafkimina would be according to Rabbi Yossi. The amatachsa parah l'vaylam harishoynim, who said that the parah goes back to the b'aylam harishoynim, that in the event that somebody's a soicher, and then he gives it to someone else as a shayla, the halach is the shayl, if an oinus happens, has to pay, but pay to the bailam arishayin, my, so over here I can hear the shayla. Shayl hava, a soicher hava, do we look at him as a shayl, do we look at him as a soicher? If he's a shayl, so he's chayv anointsin. And who's it going to be chayv anointsin to the original bailam? As it relates to the original person, there's no bal of imai. The bal of imai was his wife, but he's not paying to his wife. He's paying to the original guy. For that, there's no bal of imai. If he's a soicher, so a soicher is part of anointsin. If a soicher is part of anointsin, is going to be potter. And that's where Rami Bracham and Shiloh was negay. We want to know where it was manifest. It was in this exact instance that it was manifest. One more Gemara. Says the Gemara, Amar Rava. So this was Rami Bracham and Shiloh, right? So Rami Bracham wanted to know, is he a Shiloh or is he a Seichel? So Rami said, Baal, loy Shiloh, ava, loy Seichel, ava. None of the above, right? Option C. He's not a shoyl and he's not a seichel. El oloikeach, ava. We look at him as oloikeach. What he is oloikeach. What's the halach of a lekeach? You're potter. It's mine. I can do whatever I want with it. So if it's mine, I'm a lekeach, I'm going to be potter. What's the makar that a husband is treated like a lekeach? It's based on Rabbi Yosef Rabchanin said, one of the takonas usha war, if a woman sells her nechsim alog while her husband's alive, so a woman owns the keren of her nechsim alog, she doesn't own the pears. If she sells her nechsim alog while she's alive, so the halacha is that the husband continues to eat the pears. What happens, however, umesa, if afterwards she dies, so once she dies, the marriage is terminated, and based on that, whoever she sold the nechsim alog to, that person should now be the full owner. However, in Usha, they made a takana, that's not the way it is, and they were misakin that a baal moitz miyad alakuchas, that the baal have a right to be moitz from the lakuchas. And the reason they made this takana, or for our sugya, the gather of how the takana worked is that we view the husband as a lekeach. We look at him as if he, when he got married, bought already the nechsim alok from his wife. Thus, the person that bought it from the wife is a lekeach sheni, coming after lekeach rishon. Lekeach sheni after lekeach rishon is he just wasted his money because someone owned it already. And being that in Usha they made a takana, as it relates to this halach of a isha shemacher benachzul b'chayy b'aylo, that the husband is a lekeach rishon. No, if the husband's a lekeach rishon, so you see the status of the husband. The husband's not a shoyo, he's not a soicher, he's a lekeach. So said Rav to Rami Brachamma, as it relates to your shiloh, we finally figured out what the shiloh was, but the bottom line was, it was none of the above. It's nishkan shoyo, it's nishkan soicher. Rather, what is he? He is going to be a lekeach, and we are going to pick up on this note, Be'ezah Hashem, tomorrow. But just to end with one ha'ara, and the one ha'ara is one ktsois. I just want to be mocked, and we spoke at this ktsois once. We spoke at this ktsois when we learned Perek HaKoines, and when we were learning Perek HaKoines, we spoke it out for one reason. Now we're learning Perek HaShoyel, so we're speaking it out again for another reason. We're coming from another angle. The In Beis Medrash Poloi Chiddush. It's an absolute classic. The Ktsois is in Simen Ayin Beis. It's Sif Katan Lamed Aleph. He begins with a Sma. The Sma is also in Simen Ayin Beis. It's Sif Katan Chaf Aleph, who quotes a Ran in the Tshuva Simen Yotas. It's a Maisa Shoya Kachoya. Ruvein loaned a sefer to Shimon. So Shimon goes over to Reuben. He says, can I please borrow your sefer? He says, sure, but I don't trust you. He says, okay. He says, I'll lend you my sefer, but I need a mashkanta. I need a mashkin. I want to have some piece of collateral, so in the event that you don't give it back to me, I know I'm going to be secure. He says, what would you like? I'll take a sefer back. So Shimon gives Reuven a sefer. So they swapped sefer. Reuven gave Shimon a sefer. Shimon gave Reuven a sefer back. But just to be clear, Shimon borrowed a sefer from Reuven. He's a shoyel. Reuven demanded as collateral to get a sefer in return. In the meantime, bad guys came. They went through a town, and they confiscated all the Sfudim Shafers, they ripped away, they took all of Reuven's farm, they took all of Shimon's farm. So Reuven doesn't have his farm, Shimon doesn't have his farm. Either way, by Hiyayoyin, Reuven somehow got the sefer that he was holding, which was really Shimon's sefer, if you're holding Cheshvin, back. And the question that was asked to the Ran is, what does Reuven do with the sefer? Can Reuven keep it? That's his mashkin? Or does he have to give it back to Shimon? So again, let's get the story clear. What happened was, Reuven loaned Shimon a sefer, and he took a sefer back in exchange. All the svarim were taken by Oinus. And then Reuven got back the sefer that he was holding as a mashkin, which was really Shimon's sefer. And the question is, do you have to return it, or do you not have to return it? Said the Rad, you have to return it. You mechuyev to return it. This is a sefer that you have to give back. Meaning, it's not your sefer, you're holding it as a mashkin. And being that you're holding it as a mashkin, you have to return it. Now, the Sma ends right there. If you take a look at the Ran innovating, the Ran explained his psak. And really, if you think about it, it's a chiddush neir, what he's saying. Right? Why is it a chiddush? Because Shimon borrowed the sefer from Reuven. Being that Shimon borrowed the sefer from Reuven, so he's a shoyel. A shoyel is chayv enoitzen. If a shoyel is chayv enoitzen, so it comes out that Shimon never returned the sefer he's supposed to give to Reuven, so Reuven's allowed to hold on to the mashkin. That's the whole point of the mashkin. So why is Reuven taking the mashkin, and why is he giving it back? Said the Ran, a dover nifl. He said, I'm going to tell you why. He says, because when Reuven loaned his sefer to Shimon, Reuven was doing a mitzvah. He was doing a very big mitzvah. The Gemara in Ksubas Daf Nun Amud Aleph waxes poetically about the chshivos of somebody writing svarim and then lending them to somebody else. So this grace of mitzvah is something that Reuven was oisek in at the time that he went and he gave this sefer to Shimon. Being that when Reuven gave the sefer to Shimon, Reuven was doing a mitzvah. What would happen if at that time, you have to hold cheshbon, an Araman would have come to Reuven and would have said, give me a little bit of bread. He wouldn't have to give him the bread. Why wouldn't he have to give him the bread? Because he's an oisik b'mitzvah. Oisik b'mitzvah is patim in a mitzvah. We know Rabbi Yosef has a sheet in Shas that a shomer aveda has a din of a shomer sachar. Right? Shomer aveda. Pliga by Rabbi for Rabbi Yosef. Rabbi also has a din of a shomer chin. Rabbi Yosef also has a din of a shomer sachar. Rabbi says he's a shomer chin because nobody's paying him. Rabbi Yosef says he's a shomer sachar. By he ano, the komisanyo. Right? It's the ano that he gets that if an Araman comes to him and he says, will you give me some money? I'm not mechuyev because I'm an oisik b'mitzvah, patim in a mitzvah. That's considered ano. In other words, pruta de Rabbi Yosef, the ano that I have, right now there was a situation where I have to give stock and now I don't have to give it. That is considered anah. So it comes out that this mashal right now is having anah. Why, said the Ran, is this a shoyl chai v'noitzin? What does the Gemara say? Kol hanah shaloi. Because he's the only one benefiting over here. But can you accept that the mashal is also benefiting? Then you don't have kol hanah shaloi anymore because now the mashal is having anah. So said the Ran, a shtickle toira for the ages. It's interesting because this is a Ran in the Dharm, but it's not in the Dharm. It's a Ran in the Truv. So the Ran in the Truv bosses Zeyanagay the laws of Nadarim. So he said, Amayra de Gazach, he said that in the event that the mashal is having hanah. What's the hanah? He's having hanah. Put to the Rav Yosef. So it comes out, it's not kol hanah shaloi shalashoyel. If it's not kol hanah shaloi shalashoyel, so the shal's not going to be chayv enoitzen. That's why he's allowed to hold on to it. He says, you want to know why he doesn't have to give it back? What do you mean? Shimon is a shoyel. He didn't give back Reuven a sefer. I was annoying as he's chayv enoitzen. Zakhtar, why is he chayv enoitzen? Because kol hanah shaloi means you're the only one benefiting. If the mashal's benefiting, then it's not kol hanah shaloi. Over here, the mashal benefited at the shashela. Why you benefit at the shashela? Because he was Kamasanya, Pruta de Rav Yosef. That minute he would have been Pater, right? He could have said, I'm sorry, not available right now. Pruta de Rav Yosef. That would have been a bona fide, legitimate Pator. And that's considered, how do you know it's considered Anna? How do you know it's considered Anna? Because Rav Yosef also enough to make you a Shoyim Mesachar. So you see it's considered Anna. So it's considered Anna. Zok Duran. It's not called Anna Shaloy Shalah Shayel. Therefore, he's not chayv enoitzen. Not chayv enoitzen. Okay, so I have no choice. I have to give it back to you. If it was chayv enoitzen, whatever. But this is, it was an oinus. And being that it was an oinus, it's for that reason the Ran paskin, you have to give it back. This is what the Ran says. Freight the Shach on the Sma. It's a Sma. That run is not Shach. It's a Geschmacker run. It makes for a good rate, right? But at the end of the day, Freight the Shach, if you take a look at the run clearly said his Psach, we just spoke it out, based on the fact that the run paskin like Rav Yosef. He paskins put to the Rav Yosef. The truth is, whether or not we paskin like Rabba, that Shem Raveda has a din of Hashem Echina, whether we paskin like Rav Yosef, that Hashem Raveda has a din of Hashem Esacher, is one of the great debates amongst the Rishonim. Many Rishonim say Azoy, many Rishonim say Azoy. It's a famous machloikis, and it's not clear what the resolution is. The Ran, Shita is, before Rishon that, halacha, he paskins like Rav Yosef. But we, in halacha, don't pass like Rav Yosef. We paskins a Sofik. We paskin that every time you have a situation where we're not sure, it's always going to be considered a, it's always a Sofik. Right, we don't know. What's the halacha by Sofik Mamin? Hamoitzim Echaveri Olivarai. It's a freak the Shach that Sma, I understand you're quoting a Ran, but I don't know how you were able to quote this Ran the halacha, because it's not Oiskalp in an halacha. Because in Shulchan Aruch, if you open up a Chosha Mishpa, when it comes to this Shnai of Rabbi Yosef, we paskin Sofik. So really, it's a Sofik whether he's Chayv and Oitzim, not Chayv and Oitzim. Okay, so it's a Sofik if you can take money out of the Shayl, Beseder. But here, what are you doing? You're taking the Mashkin away from the Mashal. That being that it's a Sofik whether or not he really has to give it back, because on the tzad that the child is chayv and oinsin, then I don't have to give it back. So had he ever right to be moitzi mamon? And this is the shach's tmir gedoyla. This is his grois akasha that he asks on this front. Incidentally, Rav Kiveger in his Agos and Shulchan Aruch, it's an Archaim Simon Yud Dalit. It's on the Magen Avraham Sifkat and Ches. If you want to look it up, so Rav Kiveger over there brings other hechatimtzes where this would play itself out. This grois achidish of the Ran. One of them is if a son lends something to his father. If a son lends something to his father, he wants to say chidish. The father's not chayv and oinsin. Shaul's always chayv and oitzin. But if the son would lend something to his father, he wouldn't be chayv and oitzin. He says, why not? Because when a son lends something to his father, he's doing a mitzvah. What's the mitzvah? Kabbalah Sevicha Vesimecha. Incidentally, you see that stam lending something to somebody is not considered a mitzvah in this sugya. But if a son lends something to a father, it's considered a mitzvah. If it's a mitzvah, he's Mesanya Pruta de Rav Yosef. He's Mesanya Pruta de Rav Yosef, so it's not called a no shaloi. It's not called a no shaloi. The father's not going to be chayv and oitzin. Fega comes up kedarke with other geshmaka hechatimses of where this will play itself out. But either way, this is the halacha that the smah brings, and this is the shach's kasha. Zok tiktois, tzvei terutzim. Very fast. The first teretz he says is, Rabbi Yosef holds that a Shem Raveda has a din of a Shem Asacha. Rabbi Schoilik. Rabbi Yosef doesn't have a din of a Shem Asacha. Says Diktsois, Yishlacher. What's Pshana Rabbi? Rabbi's not Goyrus. He fifes on the whole Prut of the Rabbi Yosef. Let me ask you a question. In Rabbi's world, if the Arman would knock at the time that you're being Goyrusik in the Aveda, would you be Chav? Of course you'd be Potter. So obviously there's no. So he brings the Toysis and Eumetzias, Tavchav Tesim and Aleph, says that Avada Rabbi's Moida, be'etzim to the concept, to the institution of Prut of the Rabbi Yosef. Narvas, Rabbi holds that it's not enough Hana for you to be considered a Shoyim Asacher. Because at the end of the day, what are the chances this is going to happen, right? You have to play the statistical chances. You have to sit down with an actuary and do a risk-reward analysis over here. What are the chances that at that minute that you're Isaac and David, that someone's going to knock on the door? I hear it. Is there a value to it? Meaning, the fact that you have this option, this card, that it could be punked that minute when you're taking this shirt and you're putting it on the clothesline to dry in the heat, that second our man's going to come and he's going to want food from you. I hear it. And it has a value. But the machloikis Rabbi Rabbi Yosef is that enough value for you to be a Shoyim Asacher? Not enough value for you to be a Shoyim Asacher. The Ktsoi says, just to put words to it, in order to be a Shoyim Asacher, it has to be Anosh Yesh Peshov Pruta. Could be. That could be. Tosfos says Mefurish. That Rabbi holds that even though there's Ano, Abba Hano Shava Pruta, that already it's not going to be. Says the Ktsoi, Safiza Yesh Loimar. This that we say that a Shoyim is called Ano Shalom. And it's for that reason that he's Chayiv Anoitzim. Meaning, if a mashal is having ana, he's now not called ana shaloi, and as a result, the shaloi won't be chayv enoitzin. Says the Ktzois, doesn't say anywhere that in order for it to not be called ana shaloi, you need that the mashal should have ana of a shava pruta. It could be as long as the mashal has a little bit of ana, now it's not called ana shaloi. And if it's not called ana shaloi, the shaloi is not going to be chayv enoitzin. So he says, half of a fella. I know the tzmanu, says the Tzois, that the Ran, when he brought this halacha, he was lishitasoi, he grabbed the holes like Rabbi Yosef, put to Rabbi Yosef. But it's not totally in Rabbi Yosef. Because even if you hold like Rabba, I think that halacha is still going to be true. Because Tzois already spoke out that the whole machlok is Rabbi and Rabbi Yosef is only whether it's considered anof and shavu pruta. So when you're handling him, I show him the socher, I need anof and shavu pruta. It's not enough you have anof. You have to have a lot of anof. Oh, it's not for that. Because put to Rabbi Yosef, the Gemara says whatever. So it's not considered a lot of anof. But But in order to make it that I shouldn't be a kol anah shaloi, who says you need to have a lot of anah? Epis mox, a little bit of anah, that would be enough. And being that a little bit of anah would be enough, zokter klape, this halacha, I don't think it has to do it. Yeah, the Rav Chaim Milsa, the Ram Paskin like Rav Yosef, but it's not tolling Rav Yosef. The Sman knew we're not sure if the halacha is like Rav, but the halacha is like Rav Yosef. But he held it doesn't chapa nafkimin over here. Because even in Rabbi's world, the prut of Rav Yosef is, there's a prut of the Rabbi also. It's just that it's not considered enough in Shavu Prut. So klapi, whether Shem Yavedi should be called the Shem Yisach, we need a Shem Yisach, it's not going to be enough. But klapi, this halacha, that it shouldn't be called anosh shaloi for the shayl, for that it's going to be enough. That's the first mahal for the Ksois. The second mahal is also fire. The Ksois says, v'yesh loy ma, I want to say, that could be that this halacha is a true halacha anyways. You know why? This person borrowed what? He borrowed a sefer. What do you do with a sefer? You learn Torah with it. If what you do with a sefer is learn Torah, it comes out, when you're having hanah from this sefer, you're doing a mitzvah. Mitzvah is lav lahanas nitnu. And being that mitzvah is lav lahanas nitnu, so says the Ktzois, it's for that reason, it's vayter not kol hanah shaloi. And if it's vayter not kol hanah shaloi, so vayter you're not going to be chayv in oitzen, if you're vayter not going to be chayv in oitzen, so it's pashat, the halacha of the sma. The sma just brought the halacha. He says it's another reason, what, I've got to say what the Ran said, but he says it's another reason to be matzik the halacha of the Ran, even though the Ran maybe was totally in proof of the Rabbi Yosef, maybe we don't pass in proof of the Rabbi Yosef. Because at the end of the day, the halacha is going to be true. Why is a shoyl chayv in oitzen? Kol hanah shaloi. That means you have to have hanah. Hana means what? Hana means that it's a real hana. Mitzvah is lav lehanes nitnu. And because mitzvah is lav lehanes nitnu, it's not considered hana. The Ktzois Krada adds one beautiful knech. He says that the Gemara, that in Shulchan Aruch it's kepaskin, if somebody's mud hana mechaveroi, right, if Reuven can't have hana from Shimon, Reuven can't borrow a sefer from Shimon. Mitzvah is lav lehanes nitnu. So if you look at the Noisa Kalem say, the reason is because you're indirectly and you're invariably saving this person a little bit of money. The reason is because usually if you want a safer, if you can borrow it, that's great. If you can't borrow, what do you have to do? Right, you have to buy it. So then it's a little bit more expensive. So being that lemaisa person always has hana when you lend someone a safer, so muda no mechaver, you can't borrow a safer. Says, okay, so you are having hana. So you are having anah from the sefer. Why tell me it's not called anah shaloi? I'm having zok tiktois. The Gemara said in Bava Metzia Daf Tzadik, Bava Med Aleph, Rami Bar Chama had a shaylo. What would be if somebody borrows a para and he doesn't want to use the para? He just wants it in his driveway, right? He just wants to look good. So he borrowed it for the optics. So the Gemara had it said, as he's gebrach in Shulchan Aruch halacha lemaisa, that's not considered a shaylo from called anah shaloi. Why? Because the only time you consider called anah shaloi is if you have anah from the Cheftza. But if I'm indirectly having anah because it makes me look important by having this thing, that's not enough for kolanah shaloi. So zok tiktais in Hilchis Nidarim, where you don't have such halach, it's brought down a mudanah mechaver, can't even borrow a sefer. But over here, we have to have anah mineu bay from the etzim zach. So if I'm not having anah from the etzim zach, that's like borrowing something liroispa. So if that's the case, the hanah of using the sefer mitzvah slav lahanes, that's not going to be considered kol hanah shaloi. But just to end, Rames Simcha and Ar Sameach, and this is in Hilchis Shelu Pekodin, it's Perek Zayin Alokadal, he brings the second mahalach of the Ktzois, and he says to me, he says, V'hinei ro'isi lo'achroinim u'b'roishem ha'machne Ephraim. He says the same chiddush. He doesn't bring the Ktzois, but it's the Ktzois' chiddush, and he brings it b'roishem from the machne Ephraim. And he says to me, it's a tamir gedayla. It's a tamir gedayla. Mitzvahs lab lahanes nitnu spiels a rola in the sugya of a shoyl kol anah shaloi. He says, why is it that a shoyl is chayv anoitz? The Gemara says, kol anah shaloi. What does that mean, kol anah shaloi? Because it's a din, I could have anah. Oh, mitzvah lahanes, it's not called anah. It's not called anah. So, the word is, it's yours right now. Right now, it's yours. This second, you're the one that's using it. And if you're the one that's using it, you're the one that lost an item. Being that a shoyl is kol anah shaloi, it's a zayn azach. Kol hanah shaloi is a simon that it's 100% yours. So if it's yours, it's for that reason you chayv anoitzen. If the way people use this is in a way that's not considered anah, who cares at the end of the day? You have all the schlusim in it. Grad, it's not shaykh to use a sefer in a way where you're going to be considered to have anah. Why not? Because mitzvah slav lahanes, you know, the only way you use a sefer is the normal way. It's to learn from it. And if you're learning, so you're doing a mitzvah, it's mitzvah slav lahanes, you know. Sakram ea simcha, but when we dan the din of kol hanah shaloi, we don't need that there should be a din hanah. No, it means that you're the one that has chusay ishtamshes in it. So if you're the one that has chusay ishtamshes, the probe is kol hanah shaloi. Right? Meaning, if it's not kol hanah shaloi, if somebody else is able to use it, so then, right, Rami Simcha says, why do you think the Gemara, Rami Bachama said, that if someone borrows something, liroyespa, why is it that he's not chayv anoitzen? because you can't use it. You only borrowed it to have it, right? The other person's using it. It's his zach. Grab it. It's his car. It's in your driveway. Okay, so you have full schuzei eshtamshus in it. No, that's what. But kol anot shaloi doesn't have the ktsois keilu. You have to know what the ktsois held. The ktsois and the machna frayim, they held that kol anot shaloi means that I physically, if I can have hana from this chayfitz, then I'm chayiv anoitzin. But it has to be a din hana. So learn the darim, learn all the sugyas of hana, figure out what hana is and what it's not, and come back to us, and we'll let you know whether you're chayiv anoitzin or not chayiv anoitzin. Ad kedei kach, if you borrow a sefer, zok the ktsois, an unbelievable chiddush, it could be, being that it's not called hana, because mitzvah lav lahanis, and over here it's going to be different. But what's the last thing we have to speak out? I'm not going to talk about this. Of course, you have to speak out, Degli Tal and the Hakdama, Rebbe Avram ben Ahar, and that is Yodua from Degli Tal, and the Rishonim already say it, that although it's true by every mitzvah, mitzvah lav lahanis nidu, but by Talmud Torah, there's no mitzvah lav lahanis nidu. Talmud Torah was lahanis nidu, shoin emo, and that Chaps nafkaminas in halacha. This whole ktsois is predicated on mitzvahs lav lahanis nidu. When it comes to Talmud Torah, ktsois doesn't know this Rabbeinu Avram in Ahar. What happened to this halacha? You know, ask this kasha, the nesivus. This is the nesivus kash on this ktsois. Since what happens to mitzvahs lav lahanis nidu, I am related, great bites.